Right, 753 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. You know, that's Thursday. That means it's Fishing Report time. It's the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And up front, when you walk in, hang a right. That'll take you to the department where you'll find Captain Bobby Abrascato getting the stuff that he uses to catch fish. Not go fishing, but to go catching here along the Gulf Coast. Go see him today. And speaking of which, the man of the hour, my buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato from the A-Team. Hey, man.
They have a shopping cart there with my name on it. It's the big shopping cart.
That's right. And they have it. If you want to come in, you can say, hey, I want that Captain Bobby shopping cart. They'll say, you sure you can push that thing?
Yeah, mine's motorized, actually.
Well, I'm sorry. I know you're getting fish in the boat. We've interrupted like we do so many mornings, Captain Bobby. It sounds like what's the term you and I use, a whack fest?
It is. Actually, they're doing it as we speak, you know. And boy, I'll tell you, it's been, you know, we had a conversation, I guess, probably week before last. You know, it'd been tough, or actually, I guess it was last week.
Last week,
you know,
it'd been so tough. Yeah, and then I went and proved it.
We had that stretch of that, you know, two and a half weeks of that southwest wind, and you kind of got in behind the moon and everything. Well, I have good news. And I think we have it archived that I said it's going to get better. Well, it has.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's a good thing. We finally yesterday clocked around, got some north wind. Today's like light northeast, and man, it's just amazing what that does to the fishery, to the water clarity, to the bait movement. There's a lot of bait moving through the sound right now. We're kind of like sitting around some bird schools right now that are on shrimp. You know, with that, obviously the trout are going to follow those shrimp, and that's kind of what's. So far, what's got us started this morning is doing that. And from what I'm gathering, I mean, we'll have to check with Dr. Bill, but what I'm gathering, I think we're supposed to have a pretty good weekend, too.
Yeah, I mean, just hot summertime weather, but, yeah, not unsettled, which is good. And you know what? Last week, you gave all the Gulf Coast anglers around here some cover, because when you were having a tough week, then we could all say, listen, Captain Bobby's not catching them, so how do you expect me to catch them? But you're saying that excuse is gone.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're making up for it today, man. They're boat swinging 20-inch fat fish right now while I'm on the phone. So
I love it. Help us get rid of the funk from last week. And kind of you talk about bird schools. You're talking about shrimp. Are you in shallow water?
Yeah, I'm in shallow water this morning. I'm kind of playing around with this tide change that we're going to get a little later in the morning, maybe to moving off to some structure. We'll let that one go. That's a little too big to keep, yeah. Anyway, so we're going to probably move off to some structure a little bit later this morning, unless the shallow water bite goes bad. I finished up yesterday at 11 or 11:30 on a shallow water bite, so they bit really good well through the morning. And I talked to some of the other guys yesterday, did a little of both, you know, and we're able to catch fish, you know, on some of the structure, too. So, again, it sounds like the bay is really, really coming to life when we get the tide change. And you don't have to fish late to get the tide change. If I remember right, that tide change. Pat, get your line out of the way. He's got a fish coming in.
Yeah, Bobby.
Anyway, they're doing really good as that tide starts to fall, and you know, out in the bay really seems to come to life. In the meantime, the sound's been extremely good. And again, with this northeast wind, we've been having some really. Been really having some really clear water down here through the sound.
Well, that's good news. I saw that little bit of line of clear water over the weekend, but it was on down a good ways to the west. The bay was really pretty murky. We still caught fish, but man, we had to work at it. It was ugly water.
Unfortunately, you caught that time. You caught that period. You missed it by about just a day or so. You missed it by just about a day or so to where it started straightening up. You know, and then you know even. Towards the weekend, we still had some of that southwest wind, but I think we got far enough out from behind that funk that we didn't have to worry about, you know, if you could find some decent water, you could catch some fish, you know. So that kind of really felt good, even fishing that southwest wind. Again, I think we've got a combination. No, you've got to go back. And we got a combination now of some good weather, and we're moving out from behind that funk, you know. So I think it's going to be a great weekend. You know,
all right,
I'd
so
start maybe in the –
Yeah, send people. Where do you send it? Where do you go? If somebody where do you go?
I'm saying start in the sound early, or possibly the Gulf beaches early, and then move out to the structure in the bay as the tide starts to fall. That's what I do, and I would definitely bring some meat with you, for sure.
That means get those croakers.
Get the croakers, get the shrimp, whatever. You know, I would definitely have some meat on board. Now, we've caught fish this morning on artificial bait, too, but I still wouldn't leave the dock, especially when I had to move on to the structure. I would definitely not leave the leave the dock without some bait when you're fishing that deep structure.
All right. Remind folks, they want to get a trip booked with you now or sometime in the future. They got to get that done. How do they do it?
Go to ateamfishing.com, and that's the easiest way to get us. You can fill out the little contact us form or just give us a call, or let me say that Miss Kim a call, and she'll get you fixed up.
That'll work. Captain Bobby, we'll talk to you soon, man. Get back to getting those fish in the boat.
Okay, buddy. Y'all have a good weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Catch and Report with Captain Bobby, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go see him today, and we're coming right back. Hour number 3 of the show. That happens next.